Can I get an amen on that? But you know, sometimes we can be too program-oriented, too much, too systematic, I guess I can say it that way, that sometimes we can totally miss what the Spirit of God wants to do. You hear me? Amen. Now, I'm not talking about just going wild and crazy and everybody doing their own thing. That's not what I'm saying. But it's good to just sit in the presence of the Lord and minister to Him, and just blessing Him and honoring Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe God received your praise tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. It's good to have everybody with us tonight, this evening, I should say. And those of you that are live streaming with us, so glad that you're there too. And I want you to turn in your Bibles again, and I say again because we were here last week, to the book of Proverbs, chapter 4. Proverbs, chapter 4, and actually verse 7. But before I read, we're going to pray. Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 7. Father, we thank you for your presence here today. Father, we are submitted to you. Lord, we are submitted to you. Lord, we're submitted to you. Father, you just speak through my mouth, think through my mind. Use me, Father, for your glory here tonight, that I may minister your word accurately and under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that people's lives will be changed because of the anointed word of God. And Father, I can take no credit for it, but all glory and honor goes to you. Hallelujah. And I pray, Father, those that are hearing, that their ears will be open to hear clearly, their hearts open to receive abundantly. Hallelujah. And we give you all the glory and honor and the praise for it. In Jesus' mighty name, shout amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Now, in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, it says, wisdom, and by the way, again, my subject is ask for wisdom. My wife tell me sometimes I don't tell you what my subject is. I apologize for that, but ask for wisdom. Asking for wisdom. Now, we've been ministering on asking God for what we need. Remember that? We've been on that for a little while. We need to learn to ask God for what we need. Praise God. And so last week we talked about asking Him for wisdom. Now in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, it says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom. And in all your getting, get understanding. Get understanding. Praise God. So we talked about asking for wisdom. We talked about applying wisdom or the application of wisdom. We went to the very first psalm, which is such a great psalm. And talked about wise counsel. You know, we're not to receive ungodly counsel, and I'm not going to go back and read first chapter in the book of Psalms, but I want to encourage you to read Psalms 1 and read it often, because it will certainly bless you. And now I want to share some things with you concerning wisdom in times of trouble, or wisdom in times of hardship. Amen. Now, first of all, I want to say this. We should never, ever hesitate to ask God for anything that we need. You grab that? We should never hesitate to ask God for anything that we need. Hallelujah. But we should always do what? Ask him in faith, right? Yeah, we should always ask him in faith, and we should also ask in line with his word. In the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 24, Jesus is speaking there, Mark 11, 24. Jesus says, "Therefore I say," and I'm reading from the New King James Version, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask," notice that word ask, "whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." You see that? Amen. Now I want to read it to you again. I want to get this in your spirit. "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, that applies whether things are going good or whether things are going bad. You know, that's just a principle that we need to abide by. That's a biblical principle that Jesus gave us that we need to apply to our lives in all situations and in all circumstances. You hear me? In all situations and in all circumstances. Now, but what about when things don't seem to be going too well? Well, turn in your Bibles to the book of Philippians. Book of Philippians. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The fourth chapter. Philippians, the fourth chapter. And we're still talking about asking, okay? We're still talking about asking. But the sixth verse says, "Be anxious for nothing." Be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about anything. Amen? It says, "Be anxious for nothing." The King James Version say, "Be careful for nothing." But it say, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything." Everybody say everything. "But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving," read the rest of that verse. "Let your request be made known to God." Well, if you're requesting something, aren't you asking? Huh? As a matter of fact, if you look up at verse 4, it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice." You know, we quote this verse, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind." 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given us the spirit of fear, and he has not, has he? But again, we see it right here in the book of Philippians. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. When we get to the place, I want you to hear me on this. When we get to the place that no matter what comes down the pipe, we can remain calm, because we know how to go immediately to the source. We know how to go immediately to our helper. You know, think about this for a moment. If I can say it this way, and this is not the way God thinks, this is the way man thinks, but God is mighty bold to put this verse in the Bible, verse 6, Philippians chapter 4, knowing all the stuff that's going on this earth. My goodness. Think about this for a moment. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, and I'm not going to try to get into that tonight. But listen, in the midst of it, and you may have some personal issues that you're dealing with, some personal challenges possibly that you are dealing with, but right in the middle of that, it says, don't be anxious. Don't be anxious. Don't be anxious. Don't be fearful, but trust. If there's an issue in your life, contact headquarters. Contact headquarters. Laugh, rejoice, because headquarters is going to take care of this for me. God has not called me or you or appointed us to fight our own battles. Matter of fact, what we are told to do is fight the good fight of faith. Amen. We are told that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and so forth. But that's not saying that we get out and have a boxing match with the devil. No, what it says is, having done all to stand, you stand. Well, now, if you're going to stand, you got to have something to stand on. You got to have a foundation beneath. If you're going to stand on something, there must be some type of foundation beneath you that you can stand on. And the foundation that you and I have is an immovable foundation. Praise God, hallelujah. Y'all still with me? So verse 6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything. Everybody say everything. First of all, I want you to get this in your heart. So that's the reason I'm lingering here just a few moments. But it says, be anxious for nothing. So everybody say nothing.
Nothing.
You know what nothing means?
Nothing.
Nothing or no thing. Okay? Hallelujah. And then it says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. In other words, you do what we did earlier. We just take some time to just minister to the Lord and just bless the Lord and praise the Lord and thank the Lord for all that he has done for us. Amen. Thanking him for all of our lives, him being faithful. Amen. When we're tempted to whine and complain, we just flip that right over to praise and thanksgiving. We flip it over to praise and thanksgiving. And listen at what the Word of God says. Listen at what it says. And I'm adding this part in, okay? If we will do these things, what things? Verse 6. Verse 7 then, and the peace of God. You can have peace in the midst of confusion. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts, and not just your hearts, but what else? Glory to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. I'm so glad I don't have this little natural peace everybody talking about. That fake peace, phony peace. But God gives us the peace that passes all understanding. In other words, doesn't matter what happened, I'm still at peace. Doesn't matter what the news people, folks say, I'm still at peace. Excuse me. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you ain't careful, they'll get you all worked up. Get your blood pressure up. Now, we're not talking about burying our heads in the sand, are we? No, no, no. We're not talking about that. But we're talking about not letting it get on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Walking in the supernatural peace of God without fear. Because God is alive. God is with us. He promised us that he would never leave us. He promised us that he would never forsake us. And can I tell you something else? God is not a liar. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're still here. Amen. Now, we've been here. I think I'm going to go back again to the book of James, chapter 1. Y'all don't mind, do you? Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is such good medicine for us. And I'll just do like I did last time. I'll just begin at verse 1 reading. James, excuse me. James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. Now, listen at what he's telling his brethren that's going through some tough times, some hard times, some trying times. He says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. You see that? Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Trials come to stop us from moving forward in the things of the Lord, to discourage us, to cause us to quit. But we've got to take on the mindset that it don't matter with me what comes, I'm not quitting. I'm forging ahead. Amen? So it says, verse 3 again, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Wow. Have you ever thought about that? That's a powerful statement. The more that the enemy try to pressure you, the more patience that's produced in your life. And the more patience you have, the more stability that you have, and the desire to quit or throw in the towel is not an option. I may be in the middle of the storm, but I know what the end is. And I know I'm coming through, and I'm coming out the other side. Hallelujah. So now listen to what it says in verse 4. We've been here. But let patience have its what? Perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete. Read the rest of that verse. Lacking what? Lacking what? See, I don't have to lack for anything that God wants me to have. I don't have to lack for anything that I'm supposed to have. I have to fight the good fight of faith. But if I don't quit, if I don't give up, I will come out on the other end lacking nothing. In other words, I'll come out on the other end victorious. Verse 5. Now, this is where I'm going again. We're talking about asking God for wisdom. It says, if any of you lack wisdom. See, when we're going through a tough times, and tough times, we are to ask God for what we need. We are to make our request. But in the process, we should ask for wisdom as well. Amen? If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. And by the way, those who doubt lose patience. They stop forging ahead and they begin to look for answers somewhere else, in the wrong place. Verse 6 again, but let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like the wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, not because the Lord don't want to give it to him, but because he's double-minded now. For he is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Now, before we leave here, let me say this to you. There have been many, many people that have gone through storms, gone through difficult situations. I'm speaking naturally now. They've gone through difficult situations because they knew that there was a prize on the other side. You understand what I'm saying? Everything seemed to be against them, but because of what they knew, say it's what I know. Because of what they knew kept them going. It's because of what they knew kept them from just quitting and giving up. Now, this Bible tells me that something belongs to me and I'm supposed to have it. God wants me to have it. And I'm not just talking about material things. You understand what I'm saying? It includes material things because God does want our needs met. But how many of you know, God wants you to have peace of mind. He wants you to walk in that peace that passes all understanding. That's a prize. That's a reward for us. But sometimes you're just going to have to fight the good fight of faith to get it. And what I'm saying is, you be willing to go through whatever you have to go through to get the prize that God has for you. Amen. There's a song, I'm trying to remember the name of the song now, but it goes something like this. I'm maybe a little off base here, but what's mine is mine. Anybody remember? I don't remember the title of the song. Some of the folks have sang it here, not anytime recent. Is it "What God Says is Mine," something like that? But anyway, we won't spend a whole lot of time trying to remember the song. But what I'm saying is, whatever God says is yours, you need to lay claim to it and go after it. Amen. Glory be to God. You know, the world sings songs about climbing the highest mountain and swimming the deepest ocean and all that stuff to get to someone they love. And but sometimes we don't even want to cross the street to get what God has for us. Amen. Wow. Are you still here with me? I got something else I want to share with you, but I don't think I'm going to do it tonight. Praise God. I think I'm going to keep it short tonight, and we'll pick this up again next week if the Lord says the same. But just remember to ask God for what you need. If it lines up with His word, you ask Him for it. But also ask Him for wisdom. Ask for wisdom. And I got a story from the Bible, of course, that I want to share with you, and I'll probably do it next week. It'll take too long to start on it tonight. But every time I read it, it blessed me. Every time I read it, it blessed me. And I've made a decision that I'm going to have the same heart that this man had. Same love for God. Now, the man was not a perfect man. He made some mistakes later on. I'll tell you something, he got started right. And we'll talk about it next week. Is that all right? Amen. Father, we thank You for Your word tonight. Thank You, Father, for this word.